Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Game Show Party, Arts Game Show Party. We're back after, like, all these years, because, like everybody, we're under house arrest. You know what? We're not going to take a break because there's no place to shop. So I'm going to take a caller in the order that they called in. I'm going to try to see, because in the old days, we were able to take many callers, and I see we have several. I'm going to see if we can bounce between them. Hey, Mike, is that you?
It certainly is.
It seems like old time.
Well, glad to see your theme song hasn't changed in 10 years.
Yeah, well, we had to dig something up, right? On behalf of Bill Cullen. So,
right.
Let's see now. I'm going to see if I can take other callers because Blog Talk Radio did go through some changes. We used to get unlimited amounts. Yeah, let's see if we could get... Phil, is that you?
Who?
Phil.
Who's Phil? What?
Oh, yeah, I see your number there. How are you holding up?
we're still going. We're still going over here. You know.
All right. Hey, I'm going to see if we got two people. Let's see if I can take another one.
All right.
It's working. Oh, it's let's see it.
Maybe something. I have no idea. Yeah, maybe something there, I hope. Now you are?
4641.
It's me. Are you there?
Yeah.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, Ron, is this your new number?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. Yeah. I'm going to get another caller now.
Ron.
So we can get many, many. And 1908.
Well, hello there.
And who is this?
Hello?
Identify yourself.
All right, we've known each other for 20 years. You don't know me?
Oh, it's Mike. I didn't know Mike.
Well, actually, open
let me
here.
Tell you I'm something. This, hey, Mike, how are you? I can recognize your voice. I know you more than 20 years.
That's true. That's true. It's
well,
a lot longer
Mike
than that.
Got different voices this time.
Yeah, and yeah, I should recognize
clearer.
The number, too. But I've been, you know what?
Well,
I have to tell you, though. I have to, first of all, Mike, it's good to hear from you. And we'll catch up later.
Oh, definitely.
We'll catch up later off the air.
Definitely.
But, and good to hear from everybody here. We only have about 9 minutes left. These shows are short. But I think we could stay on somewhat after that. You know, this is the
old
you.
We go all the way to 11:30, but it's just like excellent anyway.
Well, it will cut off live at 11:15, but I think it goes another 15 minutes in archives. Yeah, it's not like it used to be. Ron, you used to do like a two-hour show.
I know, it's a long time ago, because even though I'm doing from my show, which I've done for 7 years, and now... Here I am 5 years into my show, which will be officially be tonight anyway. Well, it's actually 5 years and 200 shows, by the way.
We're approaching 500 episodes. We don't know if there's, you know what, we don't know what's going to go on this summer. So, like everything else, we might be postponed to 2021 in putting in new episodes. We don't know. This is really unprecedented. We're all at home.
Yeah, that's just why. We're glad everybody's back because, you know, when we missed the last time when I missed Blog Talk Radio and then I jump into TV, it is it's over my new experience because I want to say right at the top to thank Art for giving me the chance not only to be with Game Show Blog Party, but getting my show in just 5 years ago and 200 shows later. It's just like a true experience working with you guys and being part of the show and being part of the family. So this is why I want to give a thank to you anyway.
Yeah, and those awards will be postponed also. So everything is, you know what, the president of Kingsborough is calling this like a pause. And it's like we hit the pause button. Have any of you guys ventured outside?
Yeah, well, I have.
Because I'm trying to avoid outside as much as I could. And
terrible.
But I'm glad we're here, and that's the most important thing. This is why we're like it's like a distance family talk. So we're gonna use that for today anyway.
Yeah, we're probably not gonna get a game, but I do have. Let me tell you something. It is so weird. I take naps during the day. Well, I did take naps at work also. but you know, let me check in with everybody first of all. Studio Mike, as they used to call you. How you been doing?
Oh, my old name.
Your old name. Yeah. How you hanging in with, you know?
Hanging in as best I can. Taking it day by day.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say you're the most youthful of all of us. But hey, you know what, people? It's kind of random. There are older people that are getting it lighter. There are younger people who are getting hit hard. So you can't really.
Absolutely.
You know, take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know me, I'm a little bit of a hypochondriac here, so.
No.
I am taking my temperature every day.
Oh, Jesus.
Orally, I might add. why did you? You want me to do yours, Ron?
I always do mine because I check myself. Sometimes I have to check my temperature and everything. But I'm okay, but. You know, staying home and saving lives is really important because I took advice from the governor, and that's why I'm still here. But most of the time, I had to check in with people. I was, like, close by, and then check with Allison, and then check everybody else. It is a hard challenge, but I had to take matters in my own hands, and I had to do this anyway.
All right, and Mike out there.
I'll bet.
Blog Talk.
Yeah, we're home.
What was your show called? It was called the Game Show Blog back in the day.
Game.
Sadly, all of our
game,
shows
game,
were
game.
Deleted. The old one, we had a login.
Yeah.
We had a login.
Yeah, I was going to ask you a question because since we were doing a road trip for our sixth season, we had so much fun. I was watching you as a younger Art. When I saw you on the YouTube and everything, we
somehow
yeah.
I've been very
young.
Yeah, yeah. Like 20 years, like 1996, 1997, like 24 years ago. Wow.
Yes, Ron acquired. Yes, that's true. Ron acquired a lot of the Manhattan Beach material. That's right.
What?
Yeah.
It's true. It's true, believe me.
Bill Basin would prefer that they only air on the Game Show Blog Party. Bill Basin didn't want too much air coverage. So Ron is airing Manhattan Beach shows when it was a slightly younger Art.
Yeah, 25. He looks 25.
And Mike, you did suggest that we revive some of those old shows, and
yeah,
there they are. Fast Talk.
Fast Talk Match Game and
yeah.
Generation Gap was probably the most popular.
Room.
Yeah.
And then
oh,
you get MBJC 3-6, which will supposedly schedule on Kentucky Derby weekend. But since the Kentucky Derby is moving to September, I said, please, well, we're going to air this in September. So it's going to be a very mixed up whole
hey,
thing.
Yeah, hey, and so, Phil, let me check in with you first. How are you holding up?
Oh, pretty good. Staying put, still working, thankfully. But yeah, we're still good over here, you know.
Excellent.
Glad to be back on Blog Talk. It's been a while. A lot of good memories.
Yeah, I decided to dust it off. As well, you know, I'm on the computer basically most of the time.
Do you remember? There's so much. Do you remember, like, your first week? You were complaining about it, like, oh, it's being held together by duct tape, and then someone from
yes,
the staff
and then somebody
show.
Came.
What
was her name? She came on, and she may still be on working with Block Talk, and
probably,
she came in as their prop. They were tuning
in. Years ago.
Yes,
that was back at the beginning.
13 to be exact. It was really before I signed on just before, because I looked at my first date, was July of 2007. You guys signed on earlier. Now, do you know who was on Blog Talk first? Phil, you should know, because you worked for him.
Yeah. You mean a good friend of ours who was on the game show Block Putty recently.
That's right. I need that episode.
An actual game show host. Oh, I thought I did. Didn't I upload it? I don't remember.
Well, send me the link again.
No.
Send me the link. I'll upload it to you.
Jay Keith had a game, like he was playing Password. And I was back then listening to, I was working Saturdays and Sundays and listening to talk radio, taking a nap, actually. And then at 6 o'clock, I remember getting up one day and I got on the computer and there was Jay Keith. And I think he promoted it, and I tuned in, and I was like, wow, hey, we could all do this. And you guys signed on first, you and Mike. Mike, you had Monday nights.
Well, yeah, that was around when the bar.
And then
I was like,
Mike, you had a show.
On Blog Talk for months.
I did for a little
studio,
while.
Studio, Mike. You did for a little while. Your account is still there.
It certainly is.
It's there,
but
you see, we...
Account. I had my,
here was the deal. You had to, tune in. You had to tune into your account every 2 years. So I had to get in there. My last show was 2014. So if I got in there before 2016, they would have preserved everything. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't know. So the titles of the shows we did are still there, but the actual shows were. Deleted, I guess, to make space. They figured it would have been fun listening to those again. Anyway, we just left it. We're on stream, I guess, because I still hear you guys. I think we have another 14 minutes of stream, or maybe 19 minutes of stream. Oh, how generous.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
Oh, that's 19 minutes. So I did have a trivia question. Let me just tell you, because we do have a game show, and then we're going to go back to chatting. I'm glad I got four people on. Maybe I was grandfathered in or something. I hope I don't get a bill in the mail. Blog Talk Radio. It'll be. I posted the funny thing of people are going crazy on, Facebook, not knowing what memes to post. So somebody posted. No, I do believe it because two people actually posted. They did get bill from Columbia House when they took advantage of records. I never did. You know how many times I filled out the form but never mailed them in for those get 11 records for a penny, and then you had to get one sent to you every month for the rest of your life.
Yes, I remember.
I agree.
Yeah.
Are they even still around?
No, they're not. But the company that bought them out is still collecting and sending out. And of all times to do it, like right now. But anyway, so I'm also getting these weird dreams. I don't know why, but I dreamt I was hosting a game show somewhere. And
that's me.
Yeah. No, but it was like on a bus somehow. And the question was this. Now listen to this, but I had the wrong answer in my dream because I looked it up. I'm going to pitch the question to you. What is the name? so we can say we did a game show here. What is the name of the 10th planet? Now, we know there's now 8 planets, but at one point they did discover a 10th planet. What is the name
wow.
of the 10th? Does anyone know? I know one of you will probably Google
no.
it, so it's going to, you know, depend who.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we love game shows too much. Hey, but, you know, now that's why I never really did trivia questions, because even back then we knew. But, Mike, I have to hand it to you the day that you, when we had Name a Spice and you went down your spice list.
Spice rack.
Yeah, I should have chose, like, Xanthian gum or something. You would have had it gone all the way. But
yeah,
we
some things you just don't forget.
You remember that, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm trying to get if I can find it here. That was some question, because this is a very difficult one as it is right now.
Now, the funny thing is, in my dream, because I took a nap this afternoon, and I'm getting these, like, weird, these are weird dreams. These are, like, not normal. But the correct answer in my dream was... What, Ron, you said you have it?
I'll let you answer first, okay? I'll let you answer first.
Well, the wrong answer, listen to
very
this.
Very generous of you.
Because, and maybe one of you is a psychologist, you can analyze my dreams. The wrong answer that I said was correct in my dreams was a planet called Orbis. That Orbis is the 10th planet. And I'm like, okay.
Was,
I get up and I'm like, what a weird dream. I went to my computer. Now I'm actually awake. And I said, if it is, because I never knew offhand what the 10th planet was, which is considered
wrong.
It is wrong, yeah, it is. Oh. No, Orbis, actually, believe it or not, is a fictional planet in some science fiction book, because I did look it up. But, of course, they would have come up with that name. I never heard of it. But it was really funny that I'm having these really unsettling kind of dreams on planets. So, anyway, so what is the – you seem to know the 10th planet, don't you, Ron?
I just found it. Well, I found it courtesy of the people at Universe.
Oh, who found it?
UniverseToday.com. I just found that from UniverseToday.com. And I also found it from Wikipedia. The actual planet is Eris. That's spelled E-R-I-S. Eris.
Right. Yeah. That is the – well, it would have been the 10th planet. It's when they discovered it, and this was kind of exciting, and I was into astronomy when I was a kid. I still am, but really fascinated with astronomy and the planets when I was a kid. Love the planetarium. It costs $35 to get in now. But Mike, you and I went.
Oh yeah.
We went with Shelley that time.
Yes, I remember.
And that was just when they said they removed Pluto. And it was like, where's
mm-hmm.
Pluto? We removed it. And that was the whole thing when they discovered
this
10th planet. What?
That's so bootleg. They removed the planet.
Yeah, yeah.
I still
when
count
they discovered,
Pluto.
I still consider Pluto a planet because I grew up.
Me
Ron,
too.
Do you consider Pluto a planet or a dwarf planet?
It was a planet because I remember a long time ago. But not, people was asking me about that. He says Pluto. Is that someone told me it was a dog? But no, it was a planet because I just found out about that way long ago about this. Anyway,
and Phil, what do you consider
so,
Pluto?
Well, if it's
a
rock,
just kidding.
It's a rock with an atmosphere. That's a planet in my book.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you know how they kicked it out.
Anyway.
This is interesting. You know why it did get
but,
kicked
know,
out? One, not its size, and it was far smaller. When I was a kid and I picked up books on planets, Pluto had all question marks. Size, question marks. day on Pluto, question. But they didn't know much about it. I think in 1999 we had an orbiter pass Pluto. And so we found out a lot more. It has several moons. But how it got kicked out, well, first of all, so they discovered this 10th planet. And a lot of astronomers were like, gee, we don't really want another planet. But people were like, well, there's a
too
planet
much
there.
Paperwork.
Yeah.
Too much paperwork.
Okay.
You could have known that.
Let's really test this. It's like the damn thing they're testing. Look, I don't want to get we need that vaccine fast. And I would like to be then I might grow a third arm, though. You don't know what these people getting that experimental vaccine are getting. But they do have to test things and stretch it out. And in the end, they said, no, we're not going to make that new planet a planet. And we're kicking out Pluto. It doesn't meet the criteria of clearing its own orbit. Now, they knew that it cut into Neptune's orbit when they discovered it, that it was from 1979 to 1999 was closer to the Sun than Neptune. But that was the criteria they had. A planet has to clear its own orbit. It didn't. Eris doesn't. And then they were coming out, well, we should make one of the bigger asteroids a planet. So they took all of those and made them dwarf planets. So the kids today, there's 8 planets, and there's, I think, 5 dwarf planets. And, Ron, you'll be so kind to tell us the dwarf planets, won't you?
It was. But, you know, I found one other planet because there was an 11th planet because I didn't know about this until that point. And here it is. Do you know the name of the 11th planet? Just by curiosity.
11th?
I think there's an 11th and 12th, right? There's two, or is there one past Pluto?
Well, the one question I got is the 11th planet anyway. But I got some other planets that's up there on the board, and I looked at some of them anyway.
Right. There is, I think, a planet past Eris. There's two past Pluto.
Well, just take a wild guess. Just take a wild guess on that. The 11th planet of the solar system.
Yeah, I would have,
well,
I would have to cheat.
Vesta.
What is it called?
Vesta.
Vesta. Be a
yeah,
good name for a car?
Vesta.
Oh, they already had
it.
No,
I don't know what it says. Well, here's what it
says.
Yeah,
think Saturn
Well, this is what Wikipedia says. 11th planet of the solar system may refer to Vesta, the 11th object to be named as a planet. Later, that reclassify as an asteroid, and Uranus, the 11th planet from the Sun, was upon Vesta's discovery, who was quickly suspended by new discoveries. That's what it says, according to Wikipedia.
And what is it now, a dwarf planet?
Yeah, it has to be a dwarf planet. That's why they quickly decide. But I found so many planets that it was up there, and I was looking at it, and there's a few of them like... this is so pronounced if I don't get it correctly. Hemera, there is a Kurtz, there's a Kuiper belt, and we got a 90,377 Sedna. Then it's a Desmona. These are hard grounds, believe me. And also Charon. That's what it says. And
well, no, wait.
Charon
is a moon of Pluto, I think.
It's like a moon, but it's like people search for it. These are lots of planets to search for, but these are interesting different planets I just found out about. Oh. So I'll leave it there.
That's a lot of planets, huh, Phil?
Yeah. I have no idea. And then 9377 Senda, which is I have no idea about that one myself anyway. So these are very interesting planets. I just found out about that.
Yeah, very interesting. Hey, listen, it looks like we got about 4 minutes left, and then I think they're going to shut us down. So I do want to thank all of you for calling in. We're going to try to do this every Friday, at least have a get-together. Maybe get a game show in at some point, or we can talk more planets.
Of course.
Yeah.
And all right. Listen, I want to tell you guys, if you want to stick around later, if you want to tune into the TV side, by the way, we have an encore presentation of Road Trip tonight. Right? And that episode is our April Fool's show.
For people not in Brooklyn,
yes,
they can catch on Brick Arts Media, which is Brick is fully
now
running. They are actually uploading the shows from home.
That's
from
fair,
their home. We mail it to them, and they're uploading it.
That's right. I'm doing something for next week. Anyway, next week, by the way, if you want to check out next week. Hey, listen, I want to tell them right now that next week's Road Trip episode even though we're celebrating Passover, we got an episode of Passover next week. So, this was back in 2016.
Oh.
That's 2016 at Keensboro.
Oh, you mean
Keensboro,
so our game show?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, the one. Yeah, back at the Keensboro homecoming back then.
Oh, okay. Did you run out of Manhattan Beach? Did you run out of Manhattan Beach shows?
No, not yet, but we got some Keensboro Community College Passover shows that we've done back then, 2016. And by the way, if you want to be interested to know who's playing, by the way, I'm going to tell you that it's going to be your sister Holly, Matthew, Josh will be one team, and then they're challenged against Michael, Bonnie, and Stacy next week. So tune in. It's going to be a lot of fun next week. And if you want to check it out, rickartsmedia.org.
Oh, Stacy, what happened to her?
Well, we kept in touch with her. She's doing all right, and we kept in touch with her from downstairs anyway. So she wanted to give a shout-out to her.
Okay, we'll give a shout-out.
Hello. Shout-out.
So, listen, yes. I'll remind people to catch the Game Show Block Party Sundays now, 12:30, on Brooklyn Free Speech 3. If you're in Brooklyn, that's Channel 69 or 44. Much better channel. We don't have those issues. Phil, anything you want to say?
Not much. QPTV is still on the air, too. Don't ask me when the show airs. I don't know. Just look on QPTV.org. Look us up. You'll see us. But, yeah, we'll keep doing these radio shows. Phil's game shows might return in block talk form. I don't know yet, but coming soon. And we'll probably do, like, video chat sometime.
Get your 11:30 hour back.
yes, I'm eyeing it. I don't know when. But I am eyeing to get that time slot back. And we'll probably reboot the old Block Talk Friday night shows.
I mean, look, we're here, right?
Yeah, we're all back.
We're back. Even after this thing is over, we'll still do it, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? I think one thing I'm going to say, and I this is really scary, but I think once this is over, I think it's going to be a reboot. You know, I noticed things seemed to be, like, I don't know, for me it was like things were getting streamlined and it looked like a lot of people were just going through the motions. I think we're going to start appreciating things more. That's my prediction.
Things would be way different, I'll tell you that, yeah. Totally.
You know, I think we're not going to take things for granted. If I go out to eat in a restaurant, it's going to be something, like, special. It's not going to be mundane. So listen, I want to quickly thank you because I think according to my little clock on the Block Talk wall here on the computer, it's like we can get cut off in 8 seconds. But I hope to be in touch with you guys on Facebook or in person during the week.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yep.